All right, let's go around the room. You guys can impersonate my laugh just so we set this up properly.
Okay.
AJ?
Ah, ah, ah.
Okay.
That's a short one.
That's a good one.
Ah, ah, ah. It's never more than three. It's always ah, ah, ah.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. It's always short bursts. Ah, ah, ah,
ah, ah.
And then you stop. And, ah, ah, or ah, ah, ah.
I like that. I like when you get the long start.
Right. That's when you know you really did go. You ah, ah, ah.
Fell.
It does go like that.
Ruth?
I can't do it as good as AJ. I was going for the, like, you're breathing in when you're doing it.
Just think the cow in Sesame Street.
I have a clean one from after the show the other day.
Oh, here's a... There it is.
Very rhythmic.
Yeah.
Very rhythmic. Like a metronome.
Very balanced spacing.
You can play drums to it.
It almost sounds like a bird, like a goose flying overhead or something.
Do you ever notice when you laugh, see a V formation above you?
He's communicating with us.
Right. He knows us.
He's fallen out of line.
Oh, my God. We must save him.
So sound engineer and close family friend Andrew Godbout took my laugh and put it to music.
Nice. That's an honor. That is an honor. Having a song made by your lad, that's an honor. That's great.
He found a good one.
Right?
To use as the punctuator.
And I did on the beat. That's awesome. That's awesome. That is awesome. Cool. Let's make it a ringtone on your phone.
Yeah. I don't even know where that came from or how long I've been laughing like that.
As long as I've known you. It's a hearty laugh, you could tell.
Hearty.
It's hard. Yes.
Annoying.
Okay.
It's almost like Santa.
Right.
Okay.
Santa's
yeah.
It's more of slow. Like if you took my laugh and slowed it down.
Right.
Like if you took
right. Your sense of young years.
Yeah.
Dun 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 dun. Very rhythmic. Very rhythmic.
Yeah, why is it like that?
I don't know.
It's weird. It's...
I don't know.
Well, you are.
It's like a drummer.
Right.
I can't say I've ever heard anyone else laugh like that.
Yeah.
Just Santa Claus.
Yep. and the count.
But slower. That's right. The count.
The count. Yeah. Very famous.
Ugh.
I love it. Great song.
All right, coming up in news, swimmer's itch has come to Connecticut.
Ew. There's now.
There it is now.
We're afraid of it.
You have an itch?
Chaz and AJ, Logan Steele, news.
Media Pat Oates joining us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Let's see, where do you want to start? Okay, swimmer's itch has arrived in Connecticut.
Oh, wasn't something at all.
You know what? If we were to give a voice to this character that we're going to call swimmer's itch, I think it's Pat Oates.
Nice.
Don't you think it would be your voice?
It'd be gruff sounding.
Unfortunately, it's the role I've been born to play.
Right.
Like, yeah, if we did a cartoon and it was a character called swimmer's itch, it's like, get Pat. Right. Get me Pat Oates.
Right. He's perfect.
It would look like me, too. Unfortunately, it would be the look, the sound, I am Swimmer's Itch.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it look like you, but I definitely your sound.
Either in red or blue, like blue of the water or like red, like it's irritating.
Yeah, I think it's got to be red.
Yeah,
I think it's
like,
red.
Like a pinkish red because it's been scratched up.
Right, right.
It's been in the water.
Right.
Like, or he's beat it up.
Right, right.
Yeah. Swimmer's itch has been reported at multiple beaches in Greenwich, according to the town's health department.
Huh. No, thank you.
Health officials say swimmer's itch. What a name.
Right.
What are we going to call it?
Yeah. How about swimmer's itch?
Well, you get it in the water when you're swimming.
Right. And I'm itchy.
And it makes you itchy.
Right.
That is a Greenwich name for it. Yeah. Because in swimmer's other itch. Cities, they call it something way worse.
Yeah,
other folks, can't say.
Yeah, like crabs. Yeah, what part of the body does it affect? Is it the entire body?
That's a good question.
Health officials say swimmer's itch, also known as sericereal dermatitis, appears as a skin rash caused by an allergic reaction to microscopic parasites that are released from snails into fresh and salt water, including lakes, ponds, and oceans.
Well, over there, they call it escargot.
Oh, so it's an evil scheme. Right. I released the snail.
Release the snails! It takes a while for it to come over, though.
First Greenwich, then Westport, then the world!
We released it 5 years ago and finally made it to Greenwich. Snails don't move very fast.
You're on notice, Darianne. Right.
It's now coming your way. Should be there by next Thursday.
While humans are not the parasite's preferred host, they can come into contact with humans and cause allergic reactions and rash.
Ew. Gross.
So if you see that person scratching in Greenwich, you know what happened.
Yeah, try to explain that to your wife. No, I swear to God, it's swimmer's itch.
It was the snails.
It might have been that public toilet seat I sat on. I'm not sure.
I went swimming in Greenwich once.
Right.
It was one time.
Right.
You don't stop bringing it up.
I was lonely.
I walked in and walked out.
I was lonely.
I wasn't even in there. I wouldn't even call it swimming.
You weren't in town. I went swimming.
I got wet in Greenwich once.
I put my feet in.
I just went waiting. That's all.
Greenwich. I get it now.
Greenwich. They should have called it the Greenwich.
The Greenwich.
It was right there for them.
The Greenwich.
It was right there. Yeah, right in front of their
face. Exclusive. Faces. Everybody wants it now. I want the Greenwich.
That definitely does not have Pat Oates' voice.
No, that is not.
Tell me a voice like this.
Not all humans come in contact with the parasite will develop swimmer's itch.
Oh, only the affluent ones, I'm guessing? Only ones that make over $1 million a year?
The lucky ones.
Oh.
Swimmer's itch surfaces mainly during the summer months. Oh, well, thanks for that.
I think I've heard it before.
How often do we go swimming in the winter months?
Yeah. I mean, it's probably available all the time. Yeah, when it's in there.
Yeah, when I go for a dip in December.
It is not contagious, cannot be spread from one person to another.
No.
So they say now.
How long does it last?
Yeah, who experimented that?
Right. Where's it?
Who got swimmers that just like rub on me?
Hey, right. I got an idea.
Yeah. Hey, Jimmy, we got a job for you.
Oh, good, because I'm a scientist.
Right.
Come here, take your clothes off.
Right. There's one of those billboards like, do you have swimmers itch? Are you lonely? It's like, we have an experiment for you.
We are going to go out there and scientist.
Meanwhile, there's some scientists like, I went to school for 9 years for this.
Right. Just to catch the
Now I'm rolling around with a middle-aged guy.
Just to catch the Greenwich.
Again.
A tingling, burning, itching of skin within minutes or days.
Oh.
Appearance of small reddish pimples or on skin within about 12 hours.
I would totally freak out if I saw
Just
that.
Say you have gonorrhea.
Right.
Or poison ivy.
Right. Poison ivy works, yeah.
So. It was a stinging nettle. That's what it was.
Right, yes.
I hate her.
Good heavens.
Stinging nettle.
Small blisters may occur at the site of the small pimples within a short amount of time.
That sounds real pleasant.
It does.
But you're wearing, that really nice white attire you wear in summertime. And just
being a rash expert is the worst.
The bottle of ketchup.
I know what that is. Like, why?
Right. You got the Greenwich.
Just stares at people and guesses.
Well, you know, it's funny. If you're a real estate agent, people come up to you at parties like, hey, so when do you think the market's going to, if you're a rash expert, it's like, hey, would you mind taking a look at this?
Yeah, seriously.
Look at Junior's butthole. No, thank you. Right, it's not nachos.
Can you come over? Because little Jimmy's got a rash on his wiener.
Follow me to the men's room for a second.
No.
I'm not falling for that again.
Yeah, really. I am not putting my hand down there. I am not putting my hand
There's
down
no
there
There's no rash.
Right. Last time you fought on my hand.
It's happened at this party twice already, and I'm done.
Third time's not the charm.
I see you jerks laughing over there.
The areas may be itchy, but health officials say scratching can lead to infection.
But duh.
Thanks, health officials.
All right, boy, how much do you get paid for that?
Relief measures should be used until itching subsides.
Like what? Cover yourself with milk? Lay out in the sun so it dries up?
Yeah.
Hang on,
so the advice
is
make it feel better until it goes away?
Right. Right.
Thanks.
Yeah, right. Because no one ever thought of that before.
There's various steroid creams.
Oh.
You can apply cool compresses to affected areas.
Right.
That's really temporary.
Can't you just lay in a pool for a while?
No, you can't go swimming again.
Of clean water.
That's the whole way
clean water. But pool, it's got to kill the chlorine and whatnot. And then dry it up.
Bathing in Epsom salts or baking soda. So close.
Good heavens. With 1940s?
Bath salts.
Ah. Right, eat some face off. I took bath salts. Ah!
Yeah. Well, I got rid of the rash, but I ate my neighbor's face off.
Right, right. Good news, bad news.
My God, don't put my head off.
Soaking in colloidal oatmeal baths.
Ugh, that's the worst.
Oh, so make a bottle of Maypo?
Colloidal.
Colloidal.
Applying baking soda paste to rash.
Oh, ew.
Now that sounds awesome.
It's like an empanada.
Anti-itch lotion.
Shocker.
Right.
Who would have ever put that one together?
Like calamine, perhaps.
Good thing they don't have that itch lotion.
Right. The Greenwich.
The Greenwich.
Prevention. Towel dry and shower after leaving the bathing water.
Yeah, clean your body.
Right. Yeah, take a bath, you bastard.
Yeah, don't just put your jeans back on, you fool.
You dope. You salty mess, yeah? Get out of here.
It's unclear how long the water will be affected. The Department of Health is requesting all Greenwich beaches post information to notify residents about the possible risk of swimmers' itch. If the problem gets worse, the Department of Health may consider closing a beach to swimming.
I think folks in Greenwich just like go in their pools, don't they? I mean,
they like to go. It's a social thing.
Yeah, I don't want to dip in the same water as everybody else.
But imagine telling some stuck-up lady that she can't go swimming because she might get itchy.
What happens?
Where do you go swimming in Greenwich?
I don't know.
Right in the Sound?
I don't know. Every time I enter that place, they tell me to leave. I'm sorry, you can't come in here, sir.
Yeah, I wouldn't go in that part of the Sound.
Or they hand me a laundry.
There's private areas that I know people that live in that area that go to, but they don't swim there. They take their boats there. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like...
Yeah.
I guess they get out in the boat, but I don't know where they actually just go swimming.
There's got to be a beach somewhere in there, imagine, right?
I don't know. I mean, Google.
We used to call that crotch rotch. That was the name for it.
Public swimming in Greenwich, Connecticut.
One of those days.
I think my phone says crotch swimming in Greenwich.
Pat there?
That's the best movie ever.
Pat there?
YMCA of Greenwich.
It's fun to stay there.
All right, that's the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Todd's Point.
Young man, there's a place you can go. Young man. It's short on your dough.
Oh, you definitely don't want to say you got swimmer's itch from Todd's Point. I would not want to say that.
Hey, you got me right in the cove.
Out loud. Ever.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Mario.
What's happening, guys? I lived in West Palm Beach, Florida for about 18 years. It was called sea lice down there.
Sea lice.
Sea lice.
No.
Yes,
I like swimmer's itch better.
It's like a song by Jimmy Buffett.
Sea lice. The only way to get rid of it was to wash up as soon as you did get out of the water.
Wow.
It was pretty nasty. Armpits, all your private areas.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right. This sounds a little different than the swimmer's itch.
Yeah. It sounds like you have an issue.
I'm not sure.
Sea lice is a form of dermatitis caused by jellyfish larvae.
I feel like there's a parody song here.
Yeah.
Oh, ah.
Swimmer's itch in Greenwich. All right, Mario.
I got to run. Have a nice day.
Thank you. We got to go, too. Big Chris.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
This situation sounds like water bed bugs.
Water bed bugs.
Water bed bugs. Right. You just made that up.
Yeah, bed bugs look like a little scuba thing on them.
I'm horrified of bed bugs.
Yeah. No.
I just anytime I go to a hotel, I'm just like, oh, man, please don't let this be the one.
Is he saying water bed bugs or water bed bugs?
Oh, yeah, right.
I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like bed bugs water in bed. The water.
Or the water bed has bugs.
Right.
The water bed has
bugs. Had both. Had crumbs also. Crumbs suck.
That's just called gross.
That's called crackers in bed. Wasn't that somebody sweet?
But shower yourself after you swim.
Eat crackers in bed.
I've seen a porn called that. Eat crackers in bed.
Eat crackers in bed.
See, Chris, your mistake is you called in with something that you thought was intelligent.
Right, no. Bad choice.
it was. We are.
Wrong show. Yeah.
You're good. We're bad.
You're talking about over caveat 8-year-olds.
All right. Thank you, Big Chris. We're talking about swimmer's itch in Greenwich, Guy, and Riverside.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys? Yeah, my wife, it looked like a mosquito bite, but it wasn't a mosquito bite. It was all red and itchy. And then 2 days, and we were at Todd's Point in Greenwich, the beach up there.
Oh.
And, the beach. And then 2 days later, I got a message on Facebook from the health department of Greenwich saying what this swimmer's itch thing was. Oh. And that's what she got.
Huh. Okay. I got a little bit more information on
beaches,
this.
But they never moved to me, thank God.
Just your poor wife.
Right.
Now you're telling everybody.
Exactly.
Kind of spilled the beans there.
Yeah. Say hi to her with your wife.
Could have said someone I know.
Thank you, guys.
The beaches in Greenwich are great, but never happened before.
Yeah.
Stop taking your wife.
Don't you have to be from Greenwich to go to the beach?
I would think
in
so. Greenwich?
I live in there, so.
Oh.
Are you living in Greenwich?
Love you. Nice. And you're talking to us?
How much is your house worth?
No, I live in apartments.
Oh,
I'm
the apartments.
I'm a poor guy in Greenwich.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, but those are probably expensive, too.
All right, I got to go.
Thanks for realize.
My Bentley's running.
He's like, that's right, I am from Greenwich. Why am I talking to you?
Right, you fools.
You morons.
Not getting any ground here.
I've got my range from running.
The Greenwich people are like, no, that's Cos Cob, fool.
Right. Old Hammonds, get him out of here. Who's this man?
John in Bridgeport.
Yeah, in Belhaven they got private beaches.
Okay,
in Belhaven,
and that's where all the movie stars and rock stars all live. But
corporate geniuses,
nice.
Yeah, that's. But they got their own little beaches over there. But I didn't hear about any of them getting any swimmer's itch.
Not yet.
Yeah, I don't think that. They seem like more of swimming pool people.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm sure they have two. Well, there's an indoor pool and an outdoor pool.
Yes, absolutely. And a hot tub between them.
Yeah. Right.
Yep.
Well, they got the best of all worlds.
Yes.
Well, anyway.
All right. Thank you, John.
All right.
Good to be king.
You too, man. Have a little bit more information here. The adult parasite lives in the blood of infected animals such as ducks, geese, gulls, swans, and certain mammals such as muskrats and raccoons.
Ooh, muskrats.
The parasites produce eggs that are passed in the feces of infected birds and mammals.
No.
If the eggs land in or are washed into the water, the eggs hatch, releasing small free-swimming microscopic larvae. These larvae swim in the water in search of a certain species of aquatic snail. Amazing how we find out all this stuff.
I'm staying in the parking lot from now on. It was near the water.
I think it was a better time in life where you would just, like, your arm would get red and it's like, okay, well, stop scratching it.
Exactly.
I don't know where it came from.
Take a bath,
stop scratching it.
Don't touch it.
Right. Don't touch that. There you go.
But if you are the guy that did put that on the internet, you're psyched people are actually reading it. You're like, I thought no one was ever going to read this
page.
Yeah,
someone clicked on it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Larvae.
An alert went off.
You know, really sounds like the news story that I read to you was pulled right from this page.
Oh,
this page is from the CDC.
Oh.
Yeah. Because all the stuff I just read is right here. Is it safe to swim in my swimming pool? Yes, as long as your swimming pool is well-maintained and chlorinated, blah, blah, blah.
Right, no dust.
All right, so here are all the dumb questions people asked after they heard about this.
Okay, will I die?
No. What can we do? What can be done to reduce the risk of swimmer's itch? Don't swim in areas where swimmers...
You swimmer's scratch.
Yeah, right. Don't swim where the swimmer's itch.
Yeah, first says, what
that's
you
the first thing.
What are you stupid?
Have you tried anti-itch cream?
Right.
That's still my favorite.
Dress like a duck.
Have you been less gross?
Do not attract birds by feeding them to areas where people are swimming.
Have you tried bathing?
Right. Yeah.
So, Will and Waterbury.
Hey, Chaz, what's up, AJ?
Hey.
Yes, absolutely true. We were on vacation in Milford 1 year. My son used to love to walk in the little at low tide near the sandbars, pick up the hermit crabs and stuff, and he got it all over his legs all the way up.
Oh.
Had to bring him back up to home to go to the doctor to get all kinds of appointments.
Wait, he got like it that fast? Yeah.
Well, within a few days.
Okay.
You know, we were there for a week. Mid-week, he
got
broke out.
Back then, they called it
clam digger's itch.
Clam digger's itch.
That's more entertaining.
That one sounds cooler.
Yeah. Clam digger's itch.
I'm calling
clam
that.
Clam digger's itch.
I'm writing the mollocks.
Clam digger's itch.
Right.
Oh, boy. It's time for dumbass news.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News. Dumbass.
Comedian Pat Oates in studio. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
This Saturday at Senior Ponchos in Prospect, it's Pat Oates, AJ, and Vince Barry.
Yay!
Three from the show.
Yay!
All at one place.
Yep.
And we'll link up on the radio station website for tickets. All right, first headline. $20,000 fine for a real estate agent caught doing this. A British Columbia real estate agent has been fined $20,000 after being caught on camera drinking milk straight out of the jug at a home he was showing.
Realtors itch now.
Who reaches for that first?
Seriously, yeah. I go for a soda or something like that or some water.
Well, listen, use a cup.
Right.
Apparently, or a glass.
This dude over here.
Well, I'm guessing he... To do that, he probably ate something first that was not his.
Right.
And it was spicy. So then he had to chug the milk.
Right.
Oh, that or yes. It was like a coffee cake.
Right.
Like, too dry.
Yes. Yeah, you got the crumbs in your mouth.
They had a bushel of ghost peppers on. Oh, I need milk.
They had a bushel of ghost peppers, out for the people looking at the house.
Hey, welcome.
Because they're very decorative.
They're very decorative.
So I popped one because they looked so delicious. I need milk.
Exactly, right there.
A consent order released by the BC Financial Services Authority last week says Mike Rose was alone in the home in Kamloops, BC, in July last year as he waited for his clients who were interested in buying the property.
Yeah.
Rose went to the refrigerator to find water, but instead swigged some milk straight from the container, which he then put back in the refrigerator.
That's gross. I don't want you to lip somebody.
Did
stuff.
He mouth it?
Yeah, right. Did he lip it?
Or did he like waterfall it in?
Probably didn't.
Oh, I'm saying he. I'm thinking.
I'm guessing
he,
mouth.
He drank right out of it.
The conventional way, yes.
Yeah.
Yep. He lipped it.
Yeah, because it says instead he swigged some milk straight from the container.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Then he wiped his mouth with his sleeve. Manly man.
The consent order agreed by both the superintendent of real estate and Rose says the owners of the home saw him drinking the milk when they reviewed footage from the surveillance camera, then confronted him about it 2 days later.
Yeah.
Rose, who apologized for his actions, was told he wasn't welcome in the home, and his clients replaced him in their purchase of the property.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds right. That's a good move.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
But why did they watch it? Like, what happened where they had to watch the video?
Right.
You would just go back and watch footage of a man.
Right, there were cold cuts missing.
Something happened.
I think I would.
Had a tray of brownies here.
You would just watch, like...
I would just watch
if
it.
If you weren't in your house, like, I wonder what he's up to, that type of thing.
What are they doing in my house?
Right.
Yeah, but they're also showing the house, right?
Right.
Yeah, so like they were like, I want to see how busy it was. I want to see who looked interested.
Well, he was just showing you how easy it is to go to the refrigerator and have a swig of milk when you're enjoying a new home.
See, you wake up at 2 o'clock, I'm thirsty.
He was demonstrating.
Look at this.
See? Look at how convenient it is.
Jonathan Carbeauty, Carbeauty & Company Realtors. He heard the tease and became very disturbed. And he's on the phone now.
The bat signal is on.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys. You know, I have to say, I'm so disappointed. I was expecting something so different. $20,000 fine for drinking the milk. It's not right. It's wrong.
Well, they can't behead you.
$20,000 fine for drinking the milk out of the carton.
You think that's
expecting? I don't know. Maybe a slap on the wrist. Maybe he replaces the milk with a new carton.
Yeah, maybe give right? that option first. Yeah, that's a good option.
I like the $20,000 because it sends a signal to all agents: don't go in the fridge.
Yeah, stay out.
Don't touch it. That's my space.
Right.
That is the golden rule. I mean, I'm glad I'm practicing real estate in the United States. This was in Britain.
Yeah, British Columbia.
Yes,
Vancouver.
British Columbia.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, that's a Canadian thing to do. It's like drinking milk. That's rude to your friends. Right. And you're here $20,000.
That is like their worst crime that happens in Canada.
I wouldn't think taking someone's beer over there.
Has anything like that happened here? Have you had? Heard of anything where other agents have gone in the fridge and people have complained or anything of that nature?
Not in the fridge, but we had a case where we had another agent going through a medicine cabinet looking for narcotics.
USA. USA.
Now, Jonathan's not saying it was one of his agents.
No,
it was an agent in Connecticut.
Oh, not one of my agents.
Another agent.
Just want to make that clear.
Right.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
Yeah.
But I have to say I heard the cheese and I was like, oh my god, I gotta hear this. And then I was like, and then I'm like, I'm driving in the car right now. I'm like, milk? Are you kidding me? Milk out of the car? By the way, I'm lactose intolerant, so that would never happen.
AJ and Pat Oates will cuddle.
Yeah.
And instructing them on how to properly do this is Jenny Xia. She's author and a professional cuddler. Her book is called People Paid Me to Cuddle Them.
Nice.
Now, how do we start, Jenny?
The book is called Holding Pattern.
Yeah, that one's that one too.
He's old.
The article
how
is...
How are you?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Whatever.
How are you positioned right now?
I'm standing up at a microphone. I got my fist out.
It's covered in something. Anyway.
Should there be music?
No.
Sure, put on whatever you're vibing with right now.
Okay.
Whatever, will make you relaxed.
What makes you comfortable, AJ?
Leaving. Leaving does, yeah.
I think we need some Barry White.
No, Kenny G, no. Yeah, nothing makes you comfortable, actually. I live my life nervous.
Okay, we'll get some music.
Okay.
All right.
And what's next?
Now we're standing.
Okay, nervous cuddling. Nervous cuddling is good, too. Standing. Why doesn't one person kind of just go up and give them like a half hug?
A half
from
hug?
From behind, right?
Yeah. No, but what?
If you're standing, usually you're not doing a standing cuddle, but I think it could be nice just to do like a half hug and then maybe like tilt one person, put your head on the other person's shoulder.
This is not good. I saw this in Ghost. Should I be making a pot right now? Oh, my love, my darling. Oh, this feels weird. You have the theme to Oz by any chance. We're slow dancing.
What are you doing with your hands?
I was pretending to make pot.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. This is not. I feel his nipples on my back. This is not good.
It's only $200.
This is not good at all.
You smell wonderful.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Pat actually looks very relaxed right now.
Yeah. I look like Don Knotts right now. Like, well, Mr. Furley. I look like I'm being violated. I don't do
it. Shouldn't you be laying down?
No, you should not. No, standing is wonderful.
Lay down.
This is platonic.
Yeah, if you have an opportunity you should take it to a couch in the end.
Oh, we don't have a couch.
And do a little.
It
has crabs on it.
Okay. Well, let's listen to what the expert says.
Okay.
Says lay down.
Right.
Go ahead.
You have to go headphones off the way down.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I'll keep my headphones on. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. No trickery here. I guess I can bring the microphone down here.
All right.
This is not good at all.
Like that movie.
And someone should move to spoon him.
What happened?
All right, so Pat's going to be the spooner.
Oh, God.
AJ's the spoonie.
This is not good at all. You know? I don't get paid.
Hey, Pat, before you go down there, can you grab that camera?
Rephrase that question.
That's how I got the job.
Grab that camera over there.
No one's going down anywhere.
Yeah. Just so the Twitchers can watch.
Oh, yeah. They're going to have a feeling.
How is that, Phil?
Angle it a little bit more towards AJ if you can, just the top.
So angle it down.
The top.
I'm in a bad movie.
We could see him a little bit.
This is not good at all.
Okay.
Looks like a little grub down there.
You know?
Okay.
This is not good at all. I don't like this.
Yeah, he should slide back like a half a foot.
Something.
AJ should slide back like a half a foot.
Slide back towards the camera?
Towards the wall.
Towards the wall.
Okay.
There you go. Now he's in view.
All right, now you're in view, AJ.
I landed on the air.
All right.
Now what happens?
Okay, so Pat's this is not good. Laying down now.
What's going on here?
AJ, you're going to have to tell Pat what to do because he doesn't have headphones on. And okay. Jenny's going to tell you. So it's Jenny to AJ to Pat. Here we go. Go ahead, Jenny.
Who's the spooner? Who's
Pat.
In the back?
Yeah,
okay, Pat. Why don't you do with AJ's permission, like maybe stroke his head, incorporate some.
Stroke my head?
Yes.
There's some gentle head scratch.
No hesitation by Pat, by the way. Went right for
this
it.
This does not feel good. Oh, no. Oh, I'm so. Get off my shoulders. Ah, this is not good at all. I don't like this.
AJ, relax.
I can't relax. I got a dude's hand in my hair.
Just breathe.
So what?
Because.
So loving friend.
I'm not doing life in prison here. All right. Okay, so now what? What happens next? Make it quick.
What about some nice, like, ear? Do you like having your ears massaged? Like an ear?
Your ears massaged?
I don't like having my ears massaged.
All right, let's just do it. Just take a breath, AJ.
I'm doing it.
Don't talk. Just relax. Just try to be in the moment.
You know,
just relax.
How would you like to do this?
Just relax.
You won't relax at all.
It is weird to touch.
What'd you say, Pat? It's weird to touch a man's
ear.
It's
like holding beef jerky. It's very strange.
AJ's ear feels like beef jerky.
Thank you.
Stay out of the sun.
Yeah, most
interesting.
Most, yeah, the
maybe
soft
they
kind.
Do need a massage.
The soft, chewable kind.
Jenny is on. Her book is called Holding Pattern, and we're linked up to all of her stuff on the radio station website. AJ's on the floor right now. And Pat Oates is cuddling him.
This is not good at all.
He's doing a lot of head strokes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not much for the hair.
Pat's chest is not up against AJ's back.
I'm not
should
much for the
hair. Pat's chest be up against AJ's back?
Yeah, they should be touching. There should be.
There's no.
He's
here we go.
No,
we're going in for the big cuddle now.
No.
Here we go.
This is not good.
I would own you in prison.
I would have a shiv right now. I would so have a shiv right now. You'd be bleeding from both sides of your abdomen.
I'd be the shiv right now.
Both sides of your abdomen.
Yes, from left to right, Phil. You're next.
All right, Jenny. So what's next?
What's next? Play Careless Whisper?
All right. For the person in front, why don't you turn to face the other person so you're not doing anymore?
Oh, this is beautiful. Turn to face,
you're hugging,
Pat.
You're lying down and hugging.
I cannot do this.
This just keeps getting better.
I cannot do this.
AJ's afraid something might happen.
No, nothing. Trust me. Trust me. No. Trust me. It's now an innie.
You're good.
Go ahead. Turn around, AJ.
Face,
turn around.
Put your face into someone else's chest.
What happened now? Okay. Oh, this is so gross.
This floor is not comfortable.
This floor is not conducive to cuddling.
No. Hopefully you both showered this morning.
All right. Are you facing each other now?
Yes, we are.
All right. Pat, lay down with him. There
I
you
don't
go.
Want to lay down. Oh,
there
God.
You go.
This is not good at all.
We're not getting up.
Yeah, I need a tow truck to pull me back up again.
Okay. The Twitchers are having a hard time keeping quiet at work. They're laughing so hard.
What now, Shaw?
All right, what's happening over there, Ruth?
Nothing down below. I know that. Ruth, what's happening down here?
Should we hold hands?
No!
They're holding hands.
They're holding hands.
I'm excited.
How are their faces
I think
positioned?
You're both within reach for back massages. Like
oh, leg over?
No!
The leg over.
Oh, no.
Pat's got his hand on AJ's head.
I need a...
AJ's got his arm on Pat's arm.
Pat looks a little like a salamander, like stuck to the side of a lock. AJ's so rigid and, like, not moving.
I feel like it's a leech on me. Give me some salt.
That's how you get sea
this
lice.
This seems like it was really relaxing for Pat, not so much for AJ, Jenny.
No. I
so for some people, it's cuddling is not for them.
Cuddling with some... Not with a dude.
Okay.
It's like holding a loud beanbag.
Stay away from the beans. There's no beans involved here. There's no beanbag involved here.
Okay, and break.
Oh, thank God.
Great job.
No, it wasn't.
Jenny, you're very good at what you do.
Yes, you are.
And this book Holding Pattern sounds awesome.
And, Thank you.
We're linked up to all your stuff on the radio station website. Really cool that you dove right into this book and, you know, really dug in and did some real research. So,
yeah, you gotta walk the walk.
That's right. Well, thank you so much for coming on, and we're linked up to all your stuff on the radio station website.
Yeah, thanks.
Pat Oates is in studio. AJ, do you want to go back to cuddling with Pat, or do you want to go to the phones and talk about lobster rolls?
Hang on. Let me think about this for a second here. Lobster rolls.
Okay. Well, both.
Yeah, how about being cuddled by a lobster roll?
That I wouldn't mind. Or
I'm the bond, you're the lobster.
Okay, back to the phones.
All right. There are some people who really crave these things, and this is the season for them.
Oh, yeah.
And Connecticut's one of the best places on the planet to get a lobster roll.
Absolutely.
It's another one of the crazy great things that we do.
And it's very important how the lobster roll is, because some places they think a lobster roll is a hot dog bun, and they mix the lobster with mayonnaise. No, that's not New England style. That's all the rest of the world style. Okay, lobster roll has got to be, you know, it's got to be a great bun. It's got to be like select pieces of lobster, and it's got to be hot butter.
Is it toasted? Some go toasted, some don't.
Some toast, some don't, yeah.
I think toasted's better.
But the bun's very important, because if you have a flimsy bun, it all falls apart.
Flimsy bun.
Yeah, you want flimsy buns. We're not asking for a bun. Your lobster.
All right, so where do you go to get a good lobster roll around here? We're going to compile a list, and we've asked Facebook. Root's going to go over some of the places that came up repeatedly on our Facebook page. Mark in Stratford.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Hello.
Hey, AJ, there's one not too far from where you're at, down in Milford on the Post Road there up by the Subaru dealership, the Lobster Shack. It's a little...
Lobster Hut.
Just a little... Yep. Lobster Hut, yeah, just that little trailer there.
Yep.
It's been one of the best lobster rolls I ever had.
I heard good things.
It's a little trailer?
Yeah.
I'm not eating out of a trailer.
Really? That's kind of cool, I think.
I've heard good things. He's got picnic tables you can sit and eat. I pass by it all the time.
It's a great spot. I see it all the time, too. I've never stopped.
Yeah.
Where the hell is it?
You guys got to stop. It's up near the, if you go by, you go past Wendy's.
Yeah.
Yeah, past, no.
It's, right it's not by, that far,
it's
but.
It's right by the Subaru, it's right by the Subaru dealership. Yeah.
Like, if you make a right out of our street onto Route 1 and you go like you're going towards Joey C's, you look on the right side of the road.
Right.
And you'll see it. You can't miss it.
Yeah, once you get past Dan Perkins Subaru, you can stop and just across, across from there.
Okay.
You start looking to the right-hand side, you'll see the trailer before you get to CVS.
That's one of those places you have to enjoy now because they're developing the hell out of the Post Road.
Right.
You know?
Right. Well, he's mobile, son. He's
he can keep moving.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Right,
good
so
things.
What do we got here? Lobster Hut.
Lobster Hut of Milford. Yeah.
I'm sure it's great. I'm not saying it's not great. I'm sure it's amazing. I just think of worse food. Lobster is too expensive for a hut for me or a trailer. I want a burger out of a hut. I want lobster out of a yacht.
You want it to be a nicer restaurant.
In my head, it has to be that way, but I'm sure it's wonderful.
It's really not that complicated.
No, I also think it's an overrated sandwich, but that's me.
Yeah.
It ain't cheap.
I just want lobster. I don't need bread there.
Yeah, they ain't cheap. They spiked in price this year. I know what happened.
Lobsters?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's during the pandemic, a lot of our lobsters we sell to China. And because of the pandemic, we weren't sending the lobsters out. So we had tons of lobsters, and we were spending like $15, $12 for a lobster roll, where normally they were like $18, $19. Now they're like $35 for a lobster roll.
Get out.
I'm not kidding. No. They're expensive.
Get out.
True.
No, seriously, get out.
True.
30.
Time to leave.
I don't mean really leave. Stay here, please. But get out.